So that's Boom Clap. It's Phoenix 98 FM. It is 12:32 now. And, well, this morning, while you and I have been enjoying music and, well, you know, just kind of getting on with what we're doing, Brentwood Borough Council have been busy, and I'm joined by Paul in studio. All right, Paul, just back.
Yeah, good afternoon, Greg.
Oh, yeah, morning. I keep saying morning. I've got this morning thing going on at the moment. I don't want it to be the bank holiday weekend. So, yeah, what's been going on then at the council?
Right. They have a weekly briefing. The weekly briefing is with the leader of the council, Barry Aspinall, and the deputy of the Lib Dems, Graham Clark, was there as well, and talked about a few subjects. Firstly, some bad news, and then we got some good news, or some bad things, should I say. And then we got some good things. Okay, so we get the bad things out of the way.
Let's go for the bad ones first, come on.
One of the long-standing councillors in Brentwood is David Kendall, and he's a Lib Dem, former leader of the Lib Dems until recently. He's chairman of the Highways Committee and also in charge of business and town centre. So
right.
He's got a lot of interest in the town centre and the state of the roads. Now, he's received complaints from many local traders that the pavements are getting worse, and he's asked Essex County Council's officers to inspect the pavement around Wilson's Corner in front of the old Cooper's building. The barriers are damaged because they've been hit by cars many times. You know what Wilson's Corner's like.
I'm not a fan of Wilson's Corner. It just kind of confuses the hell out of me. It's too many roundabouts for me.
It's difficult, yeah. But he described what I thought was funny. He called it an earthquake zone where the pavement is so buckled it's just not right, you know. It's just very buckled. And an inspector from Essex County Council has been down there, but they're going to take no imminent action, no repairs, because he says there's nothing there that comes below the county standards. So I've actually gone there after the meeting. I walked down from the town hall to Wilson's Corner, and I've taken a picture. And it's not a very big earthquake zone, but I think an earthquake zone isn't a bad thing. It's quite buckly. It's like you can't see this because you're on the radio, but it's like it's wavy, you know.
Yeah,
if you're walking
yeah.
about, it's a bit of a fairground ride for a couple of yards.
See, that's not very good for people who, like, you know, for example, like mobility scooters and people who don't move around as easily. So
it needs fixing. Yeah. I did take a photo. I'm going to put it up on the website after the interview. So people can judge for themselves whether they think it's acceptable for county standards or not.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I think the argument is that it would be nice if somebody comes along and fixes it, so we've got a nice straight pavement.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a lot to ask, is it?
So it's the council, the Essex County Council's responsibility because it's highways, and they said they're going to keep an eye on it. So watch this space.
Well, like 24 hours, they'll have someone standing there just like looking at it.
Well, so I'm told.
So that's one bit of bad news then. So
okay, now the second thing is something that we mentioned, that Barry came in and he did an interview with Mike Jones and mentioned this, and we also talked about it last week. He's upset that the leader of the opposition, Councillor Louise McKinley, has accused Brentwood Borough Council of secret plans to build over the Greenbelt. They've started a petition, and it's on the blog, and it's been a column in the Brentwood Gazette this week as well. And Barry wanted to stress again that the administration has got no intention of building over the sensitive areas in the Greenbelt. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to do any building over the Greenbelt. He's asked parish councillors to identify areas which could be suitable for more housing within the Greenbelt, for example, where there's a piece of land between two buildings that's already been built upon, but they can't do anything with the land because it's kind of derelict and they can't touch it because it's in the Greenbelt. Covered this in detail last week, but I think he wanted to stress that the council doesn't have secret plans to build over the Greenbelt. That's that's the council's view on this. So
that's not like because it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it, really? Because when you look at like property prices, etc., they need more homes, in other words, to try and like give people
This is the trouble with politics, I guess. If politics was easy, we wouldn't need all these different parties. We would just we would just have one party. But that is the problem. Everybody wants more homes. They don't want to build within sight of where they are. It's like everybody wants more shops. They don't want them built near their house. They don't want more traffic, but they want things to do. You know?
So something's got to give eventually then,
That's right. And also there's added pressure in that central government are telling local authorities they've all got to build more houses.
Yeah.
But they find it very difficult to build them. So something's got to give. You either do nothing and then people don't have anywhere to live, or you build on Greenbelt and people complain. Because there's no... We talked about this again last week. There's no more sites within the urban envelope. So we can't just carry on building in the towns because there's nowhere to build.
Yeah, running out of space, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, tricky one. Yeah. And there was a local development plan at the council this week, a meeting at the council this week of the local plan, and Barry was reiterating again, there's no forcing any houses on any of the parishes in the Greenbelt who don't want it. There's a consultation going out on the 1st of September, which again we've talked about many times. So that'll be a week after next, I think that is. 10 days' time, and that'll deal with it as well. So there's a lot of work being done.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been solved yet. It's still something they're looking at.
Yeah, ongoing. So, yeah, well, hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll. So that's the bad news then.
Yeah,
so
that's right. And we should point out that we are trying to get Louise in to give her side of the story.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get her in, actually.
She has been in touch and had an email from her this morning. So we're just going to sort a date out in the diary and we'll get her in, and she wants to have a good long talk about some of these things that are coming up. So we'll do that. Okay, now on to some good news from the council. We've got the acting chief executive has been interviewing apprentices. So there's 6 or 7 apprentices for future enrolment into the council. Brentwood Borough Council have been saying for a little while that when they took over, the back office is strained, haven't got enough staff to do it, people are stressed, and things aren't getting done. And they're now advertising for new roles within the council as well, and they're getting good quality and quantity of people coming forward for those jobs. So they're looking to expand the number of people both through apprentices and through proper full-time jobs, so they're pleased that they're going to have some people to share the burden. Obviously got to be paid for, that's the whole reason why the jobs were cut in the first place, budget constraints, but council said they found money, they're going to recruit, and they're going to get some good people in, so they're very happy about that.
That's positive news on the apprentice side as well, isn't it? It's nice to sort of see, like, presumably aiming at, like, people who are, like, looking to get into full-time work for the first time, getting to get in there and see what happens behind the scenes and be a part of it as well. I think it's awesome.
Can't be easy to get a job at all in this market at the moment, so hopefully they'll get the right people in, they'll get the people who want to be there. Now a bit more good news as well. This is interesting. Barry was deputy leader of the council back in the 90s with the Lib Dem group, so he's got experience at the top level before, and he put forward the idea of having civic awards for the town, and we have these every year. They're like a little Nobel Prize for people in culture and art and community, and they pick, I think, 3 or 4 people, and they honour them at a civic dinner.
Nice.
And they become a civic award winner. People have done something for the town, and Barry wants to expand this. He says these people make a considerable contribution to the community, and what he wants to do is he wants to introduce a New Year's honours list of our own. Nice angle there. So there's going to be a New Year honours list. This is have to be debated at a council meeting where there are no other debates going on, because it's changing the way that the council's powers operate, being able to appoint these honours. So hopefully he's going to get it up and running by January. He's going to recommend people, the council wants to recommend people for Freedom of the Borough as well, because I don't think that's happened for a long time.
No, that's a lovely thing, isn't it? That's a chance to sort of really celebrate people in different walks of life in the community. That's a really good idea.
And there are some people who are Freedmen of the Borough, I believe, because they have the right to attend council meetings once they're Freedmen of the Borough. It's part of the thing that goes with it. And if you look at the full council meeting they have every year, like the annual meeting, which sets the budget and so on, I think it's every February, and you look at apologies for absence, you've got people on there like Trevor Brooking and things like that. So they've got the right to attend, but obviously
but they haven't made the meeting.
Trevor didn't come in and set the budget, which was good. And he also wants to introduce a position of alderman. This is something that a lot of boroughs have, and these are ex-councillors who've put in a lot of effort in looking after residents for years and years. And Barry said there are people on the it's not just about rewarding your mates. He said that there's people on the opposition who he'd like to reward as well. He didn't mention who, but it's just an idea that they're putting forward, which they want to push through. So and when you're awarded the position of alderman, you're alderman for life.
Right.
And he doesn't envisage there'll be hundreds and hundreds of them, but
I'm sitting here pretending to know what that means. You know what an alderman is?
Because I guess it's kind of it's like a ceremonial. It's like a life president. It's someone who's just getting a bit of recognition back for all the good work they've done for the community. So Barry's also talking to the chairman of planning to talk about having an annual award for architecture within the borough, which is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And Brentwood Borough Council will judge the best design development. Could be in the countryside, could be urban, could be a large category or a small category.
Yeah.
And talking about architecture that's sympathetic to Brentwood, so we're not talking about great big steel concrete monstrosities. Maybe in areas that are gateways into the town, so when you're coming into the town, you see these employment zones. Barry said that Brentwood was the only town on the M25 that doesn't have this development as you come into the town, like an employment development as a sort of a gateway. I don't know if that's right or not, but it's an idea that he's putting forward to create buildings coming up as you're coming into the town, and to reward people for it as well. So, you know, it's all positive news about what he wants to do. There's more positive news from the council on the front of children's play areas as well.
Good.
Barry's looking to improve these. He says there's already £100,000 in the budget set aside, and he's looking to create more money out of the budget to improve these. And they're looking at centering initially around the children's play areas in the Courage playing fields in Shenfield, and also at River Road in South Weald as well. And there's some smaller projects as well, also maybe King George's playing fields. So a lot of the play areas wants to renew and refurbish, which is a good thing for the kids, I guess.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I mean, everything now is like, you know, it can cost an arm and a leg to take the kids out, whereas if you've got like you know, a nice play facility they can go to, then brilliant.
Yeah, and that was mostly it. We did talk very briefly about Thoby Lane. I think it's Thoby Lane and not Toby Lane.
Yeah,
saw Eric Pickles tweet Toby Lane this morning without the H, and just being a little bit of an anorak, I pointed that out at the meeting, and I think everyone's eyes glazed over when I said it. But in Thoby Lane in Mount Nessing, there's the council were tipped off a few weeks ago that someone had buried a load of wood chip, and I'm talking about a load,
like
a massive amount of wood chip, and it was a potential fire risk. They put planks all over it. Barry talked to Brentwood Borough Council and Essex County Council, Department of Environment as well. Fire started there on Monday, and it's on a controlled burn. And Barry, being an ex-firefighter, and I know Mike Jones will love this, went into a long technical conversation about wood chip and how it burns, and how it just burns forever and ever, and you have to put millions of gallons of water on it. So we've got a fire that's basically, I'm not saying it's going to be like the Simpsons and the Springfield Tyre fire that's been burning for 25 years, but this is going to be burning for another week or so at least. So it's quite a concern to local residents and businesses there.
Yeah.
But it is under control.
Yeah.
They are investigating it as well to find out how it arose. And I think that's pretty much it actually.
Comprehensive. I feel much better informed, to be honest with you.
It's good to know what's going on. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much. And obviously we do that for you every week, making sure that you know what's going on at those council meetings. I bet you probably need to lie down now, don't you?
Gotta go home and have 4 hours sleep.
Yes. Enjoy. When you try your best, but you don't succeed.